Okay. TH, I think. Or PY, I'll work it in there somehow. Like this. A Facebook or friend's social media friend made a post the other day. About a comic book he had just read by, what's his name, Alan something, called Promethea. Now he is himself a hypnotherapist and said that this comic book was very strange and gave him strange dreams and as he said may have had some magic power. Of course, that made me curious, so I started reading that book and found it rather interesting because the story of Promethea has surfaced in different incarnations several times since the early 20th century or maybe 19th century. Now in that comic book she was a kind of classic Greek style goddess heroine who apparently appears in different ages from the story world, so to speak, into the human world, inspiring some woman to become empowered by her superhuman virtuous powers. So I thought, well, the story world is the world of the gods. There's a story world from where they incarnate. Again, it sounds like someone trying to dodge the reality of a, well, other world. Conditioned by Western physicalist thinking. Well, then I found on YouTube a version of Richard Wagner's Götterdämmerung opera. Which I started looking at And it's the story of Siegfried and Brunhilde, which is again really an old story that has appeared in different forms in different countries and ages. And Richard Wagner made his own version of it. And then again, a story that seems to be more than a story of characters, archetypal that people, at least in the past, read and saw and understood as pertaining to something deep in themselves, because that's the way these stories should be understood, that much I know. And that's why they're written in as poetry, sung, the Bhagavatam, the ancient Indian scriptures, or any. Probably because they are there to be sung, be taken in the way a poem is, and to resonate somewhere deep within us, not just in the head. And of course, not just as a story about events going on in this puny earthly realm during this short life, but much deeper, much bigger. And then again, I thought, this is the cosmology of the ancients,